My name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
If you would like to be on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, now's your chance. Want to fulfill a long-time or newly emerging desire to be on the radio? Want to become part of the community conversations on Wavefarms WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears? You have an idea for a short recurring segment? Tune into a Zoom meeting May 30th at 6 p.m. online. Contact content at WGXC.org to register and with any questions. But we would love as many voices as possible to be on the radio at WGXC, and this is your chance.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Richard Goldstein of Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from beyond.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Hip, hip, hooray. We're often joined by our friends Claire and Fatia and Amelia, but they couldn't be here today, so it's just me and my dear, dear friend, Georgia.
Why, thank you, Emily.
So we're going to talk about some books today. I guess I could get us started this time, if you would like. I've read a really good book this month with my mom and my niece. We have a sort of, not a book club where you just get together and talk about a book, but we have a book club where we get together and we read a book together. So we'll take turns reading to each other. And this month, we decided to read a book called Free Water by Amina Lukman Dawson, which was this year's Newbery Award winner. And it also won the Coretta Scott King Book Award. And it was very, very good. It is a historical fiction novel, and it's a middle grade novel. And it's there's a lot of different characters. It's a book that's set up where it shifts between different characters' perspectives, and there's a lot of different perspectives that it covers, which is really fun because you start to like get really excited about one story, and then it goes away for a little bit, so then you get really excited to go back, but then in the meantime, you get excited about the new story, and so then when you leave that, you get excited to go back, but then you go to another one, and it's just like, all of it is so good. But it starts off with, there's two young children who have been trying to escape from a plantation, so two enslaved children who try to escape from a plantation. Their mother does not make it out, but they do, and they end up being brought into this community in this big swamp area where they've figured out how to live in secret and not get caught and survive out in the wilderness and live their lives. And so it sort of switches between the characters in this place called Free Water, which is the place that they come to live, and then going back to the characters that live on the plantation. And let me see, I'm going to read the description for this one because I'm just curious how the author and the publisher decided to describe it. A middle grade novel about two enslaved children's escape from a plantation and the many ways they find freedom. Under the cover of night, 12-year-old Homer flees Sutherland Plantation with his little sister Ada, unwillingly leaving their beloved mother behind. Much as he adores her and fears for her life, Homer knows there's no turning back, not with the overseer on their trail. Through tangled vines, secret doorways, and over a sky bridge, the two find a secret community called Free Water, deep in the swamp. In this society, created by formerly enslaved people and some freeborn children, Homer finds new friends, almost forgetting where he came from. But when he learns of a threat that could destroy Free Water, he crafts a plan to find his mother and help his new home.
Sounds amazing.
It's really good. All of the characters are so interesting and different. And it's like the character development's amazing, world building's amazing. It's so good. And it keeps up the pace. Like I was so excited every time I got to read it. And anytime I didn't get to read it, like if we couldn't read for one day, I was like, I want to read.
Reading ahead and just not telling.
So I don't usually do that. There is one time I read ahead because there's often times that I can't read with them because I have work at the time that they're able to connect sometimes. And so there was one time where I was catching up from not being able to read with them that day. And I was pretty sure I wasn't going to be able to read with them the next day. So then I read a little bit ahead because it got really exciting. It was right towards the end of the book. And, but then it turned out I was able to read with them that day. So then I just reread that part with them. And
did you
spoil a thing? No, I told them that I had read a little bit ahead. I hadn't read too far ahead. I knew like about how much they would have read that day. So
That's good.
But that book is called Free Water, and it's by Amina Lukman Dawson, and totally deserving of all the awards it got this year. So good. I would suggest it to anybody, everybody that it's age appropriate for, I guess. It might be. I think it's probably fine for younger kids too. You know, obviously there's some hardships that are depicted in the story due to it being set during a time of slavery. But I think for the most part, most young people that would have the story read to them would probably be fine. My niece is, oh no, I'm gonna feel bad if I say her age wrong. No, she's 9 going on 10. So she really liked it too. And yeah, it's also really fun. I feel like when you're an adult, unless you listen to audiobooks, which isn't quite the same, it's like I don't have that many opportunities to like be read to or to read to somebody because I don't have kids as well. And it's really lovely sharing a book in that way, like being able to alternate chapters or take turns reading together and sharing that experience. Like I read a lot of books to myself, like not out loud, but I just read them and I listen to a lot of audiobooks, but it's not quite the same. I love my book club. I always suggest it. But yeah, that is the book I wanted to share today. What would you want to share today? Are you still there?
Hello. Sorry. Today I would like to change it up a bit, and I'm going to do something that I have not done before, which is I'm going to share my own book. So, well, over the past few weeks, or maybe like a month now, I've been working on a novel. It's called, well, I'm still working on the title. It's going to be something like Beneath the Closet Walls, or like Behind the Wall, or something involving walls. But basically, I've been working on it for a while, and I have a Google Doc, and so far I'm like 24 pages in, but that's like print pages. So in an actual book, it'd be more like more than that. And I'm really excited about it because I haven't written that much in the past few years because I haven't had much inspiration. And then if I do, after the beginning, I have no inspiration. So it gets kind of lousy. And then I'm like, eh, and then I never finish it. But this one I have so much hope for. So I'm going to tell about the book. And I'd say this is aimed at middle grade readers. But I think just about anyone could read this. And so it's told through a series of journal entries, and it's set in 1984. And
is that where you're listening to the Cars?
Yeah, I have been listening to 80s music lately, but I always liked the Cars. I've just gotten extra into them lately. I don't know why, but I peeked into my local record store that's like 3 minutes from my house, and I saw the Cars. I was like, oh, I should get this on record. It'll sound so much better on vinyl. So I did. And yeah, and I was right. It does. But anyways, back to the book. So I would say I'm going to read the description. I haven't really came up with a description for it yet, but I'll just do the best I can do. Okay, so I came up with a little description. It's not perfect. It's not great. I'm having a hard time trying to find something to write without spoiling the whole book, but here's what I have. It's 1984, and Angela Liu is ready for a fresh start. She's going into seventh grade, and her friends have proven themselves not so friendly. But on her first day of school, she stumbles upon a whole other world hidden inside a janitor's closet. It seems as if she controls it. Or does she? It seems maybe even as if it controls her. And so basically the book just follows her figuring out everything to do with this alternate world, and the main, and it's gonna be like, I'll just spoil the book for the readers because it anyone who it'll be on shelves in probably like 2 years, and I'm doubting no one will ever there's a small chance people listening now will go out, remember to buy it. But basically she thinks she controls this alternate world, but it actually controls her. And so the main message of the book is like not letting others influence your decisions and being yourself and learning to like choose what you want based off you and not based off other people. So she like learns how to control her feelings and how to kind of shut out this world. And so, yeah, and still working on the name, but it's going to be Behind the Closet Walls, Maybe by Georgia. And I'm still working on the name. I don't know. I need to have a good one. I'm still thinking. It's so hard to come up with a good one. But if you have any suggestions, Emily, please put them my way because I'm kind of stumped. But yeah. I might just finish the book and then choose a name.
Yeah, it might help once it might come to you throughout the writing process too. Sounds really interesting though.
Thank you.
Sounds like something I would read. Someday, perhaps I will.
Bum, bum, bum.
Very cool.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks for sharing.
No problem.
I read more than one other book last week, but one other that I will mention without saying too much because it's the third book in a series, but the third book in the Katie the Cat Sitter series.
Oh, they came out with it?
Yeah, Secrets and Sidekicks. And yeah, it's hard to say much without spoiling the first two books, but Katie is undergoing sidekick training and it's difficult trying to keep it a secret from her mother. And then one of her friends is starting to get involved and eventually goes through some sidekick training, but they don't have to lie to their mother, so they're in a different position. And there's some friendship struggles. And then there's, of course, some other superhero and villain action with the Maustress and the Great Screech Owl. Is that what he's called? I forget. The Screech Owl, something like that. And then there's perhaps some new characters causing trouble. Lots of giant robot attacks in the city. But it's like with the other books in the series, which this I didn't mention, is a middle grade graphic novel series by Colleen A.F. Venable with illustrations by Stephanie Yu. And it's a fun and funny series. Lots of little jokes, lots of cool cats with lots of cool skills. And, it's got like, it's a mix of like everyday stuff and then like superhero, supervillain stuff mixed in, but it's a very fun series.
That sounds awesome. I'm so excited. Emily introduced me to Katie the Cat Sitter initially, and I am so excited for the third book. So I will read that.
It was very good.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, I think we're just about done for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time.
We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!
Happy reading! Bye! Hey!
There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Head now, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. And I those ahead.